RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And your home for Royals baseball.
Fastball hit high in the air, deep left field, way gone into the bleachers. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr.
Watch The Drive by subscribing on our YouTube channel or listen on demand with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is always going to stand on principles. Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer. And baked beans are trash.
You're listening to Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's C-Dot.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very excited to be here with you. We have a lot of Chiefs to get into in today's show. I promise you we are going to talk about the Chiefs, but I want to begin today's show talking about the Kansas City Royals. We'll get to the Royals coming up momentarily. We are also, over the course of the next 4 days, going to have a lot of national voices join us on the show. Bomani Jones is going to be on the show coming up in 2 hours at the top of the 4 o'clock hour to give us his thoughts on the end of the season for the Kansas City Chiefs. So we got a lot planned today. We got a lot planned over the course of the next 4 days or so. I will tell you guys this, Rob can attest. We were going to have Stephen A. Smith on the show this week. I've been working and working to get Stephen A. to come on the show. He has agreed to come on the show. He just can't come on the show this week. That was going to be my big end of the year. Stephen A. is coming on the show. He is going to come on the show in 2026. I feel very, very confident in telling you guys that. The hope was that this week he was going to be on the show. Unfortunately, it is not going to happen. We got a lot of other surprises planned for you guys between now and the end of the week, as this is kind of the last week of The Drive, I would say, in 2025. So we got a lot to get into in today's show. Again, my name is Carrington Harrison. Rob Brenton is here taking you up until 6 o'clock. I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you guys to tell one friend to check out the show. And number three, and most importantly, I need you guys to remember that the open of the show was brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. I am actually heading to The Other Place later today to watch the NBA Cup. I don't know if you've been watching this NBA Cup, but it has been very exciting basketball. And I get a chance to watch Victor Wembanyama, and I get a chance to watch Jalen Brunson tonight. Oh, I will be at The Other Place with some good pizza, some good drinks, meeting a couple of the friends out there, and we're going to watch some NBA basketball. And I would encourage you to do the exact same thing. So this is where I would like to begin the show today. I've told you guys this story before, but it's just a good refresher because I think it sets up what the open of the show is going to be about. There has only been one time where I was very active in, hey, I think my time at 6'10 at the time was coming to a close. I felt like I had done everything, but I still wanted to stay. I love Kansas City. I've never lived anywhere else. I mean, I wasn't excited about it, but it was contract negotiation time. And in contract negotiation time, I had a number that I thought I was worth. The company had a number they thought I was worth, and we were not very close. And I was willing to budge. I was willing to make concessions. They were not willing to make concessions. So at that point, I was forced with the decision to go out there and get other offers. I eventually brought those offers back, and now you see how it's worked out. I continue to be here with you every day at 2 o'clock. The only reason I tell you that story is it hurt me, the fact that I felt like I had done so much for a company, but I didn't really feel valued. And it was frustrating to feel valued by all these other radio stations and all these other cities when I really just wanted to feel that love for where I worked. I use this analogy in telling you guys this story because I was talking to Rob today. And I asked Rob, do you think that Kansas City loves the Royals? And he looked at me very confused, and he said, yeah. And I said, think about it like this. The Royals, I think, are turning to our community and saying, we need a new stadium. Now, I love Kauffman Stadium. I imagine you also love Kauffman Stadium. But if you go out there, you can certainly understand why it's time for the Royals to get a new stadium. And almost at every single turn, our community has told the Royals, nope. They tried to get a vote passed for a stadium. That vote failed in resounding fashion. Now, we can disagree on the how, what, when, where, who, why it failed. None of that matters. It failed pretty emphatically. And for the last year or so, they have been trying to figure out another plan. I think the Royals are zeroing in on a plan. I've talked to enough people. I've heard enough stories. I think that the 119th and Nall location is now at the top of the list. Tomorrow, if the Royals made an announcement, I think the announcement would be that they are moving to 119th and Nall. I think all of the evidence over the course of the last 30 days would show you that that has become their primary objective. All that location has done is push back. Now, I know the text line is going to say, oh, well, we want it out here. Well, then it is a very, very vocal group of, or a very quiet group of people that want the stadium out there. And there is a very loud group of people that are coming out and saying, absolutely not. Every day I turn on the news, there's a new group of people that are coming out and saying, we don't want your stadium here. So wait, downtown Kansas City didn't want the stadium. The suburbs of Kansas don't want the stadium. Who wants the Royals? And I only ask this question because today, I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but the mayor of Leawood came out and released a statement. Now, this is a pretty lengthy statement. I don't have time to read the entire thing to you, but T-Mobile came out and kind of said, we don't really want the stadium here. The Jewish Community Center came out and kind of said the same thing. The city of Leawood, I'm going to read to you a little bit of this. The city of Leawood supports keeping the Kansas City Royals in our region. However, the city council and I cannot at this time support the Overland Park Asperia campus as an appropriate location for a major league ballpark stadium. Now, you might be wondering this, and you're going to answer it in this next sentence. While Asperia is in Overland Park, it is located directly across from Nall Avenue from Leawood. Based on the media reports and direct feedback, we share serious concerns about the potential impact on Leawood's and its citizens should a stadium be built on this property. I looked this up today because I was genuinely curious. The amount of people that live in Leawood couldn't fill up the stadium. We're talking less than 40,000 people. The last time that we took a census live in Leawood, Kansas. You would think that a suburb like this would be really excited about this. Nope. Came out and said, no, we don't want the stadium here. So again, back to the main point. Downtown Kansas City said pretty resoundingly, no, we don't want your stadium here. Leawood also came out and said, we don't want your stadium here. Now back to the original analogy at the very beginning of this. It is wild to me. And what made me ask this question is, I think if you are honest, tomorrow if the Royals just said, man, we have had a tough time trying to find funding and getting a stadium in the Kansas City metropolitan area. We don't want to move, but we are open to the possibility. At least 10 cities would instantly sign up for the Royals. So it blew my mind in thinking that the Mayor of Leawood doesn't want the Royal Stadium, but the mayor of Nashville would want the stadium. The mayor of New Orleans would sign up for the stadium. The mayor of Portland, Oregon would sign up for the Royals. The mayor of Salt Lake City would sign up for the Royals. I'm talking about some of the most beautiful cities in America are willing to accept the Royals with open arms. And our own city doesn't seem that excited about keeping the Royals. It's like no one thinks they're leaving, but no one wants the Royals in their community. Right here in this, in their statement, I mean, we support the Royals staying in the region, just not this region. We don't care what region of the city you are in. We just don't want it in our neighborhood. And to be honest with you, I understand why Leawood and why Overland Park feels the way that they feel. The point that I made to Rob a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about this is the stadium, for the most part, has always been out of all of our way. It's in its own neighborhood. It's in its own part of the city. It's got a lot of parking space around it, so it's not like the construction or the renovations have ever really bothered anybody. It is like it's in its own city, essentially, is what the stadiums are. Man, they're talking about changing that drastically with the Royal Stadium. I mean, we all live here. We know how construction works. You're not instantly, this isn't Sim City. You're not instantly propping up a baseball stadium. No, it's going to take months and years to build that. That's construction. That's traffic. That's redirecting your route. You don't want to deal with that. You now got to think of all the other things that come with stadiums and it being so close to your house. And I do understand where if you own property or you own a home on 119th and all, how you now are thinking, wait, I didn't sign up for this. I signed up to move out of the city because I didn't want all of those things. And now you're talking about moving those things across the street. And I'm seeing more and more of this. I mean, everybody is speaking out about against it. HOAs and this company and this company. Again, I'm reading the text line. Oh, well, we want it. I'm telling you, then you aren't loud enough if you live in this part of the city and telling them that you want the stadium. Because the information that has come out over the last 30 days has been pretty emphatic. We don't want the stadium in this part of town. So what part of the town wants the stadium? They couldn't get something worked out downtown. The people on 119th and all don't seem super excited about it. The people in North Kansas City seem at every single turn to be waving, hey, hey, we'll take us. And the Royals continue to be like, eh, okay. Okay. The Royals don't seem super excited about the up north option. It makes me wonder, where are the Royals going to go? And again, it just blows my mind that the mayor of Leawood is so opposed to the stadium, and Nashville would take everything that the Royals are offering. Nashville would sign up for that tomorrow, which then makes me wonder, does Nashville appreciate the Royals more than we do? Does Salt Lake City appreciate the Royals more than we do? Does New Orleans appreciate the Royals more than we do? They would have no problem getting these things fixed. They would have no problem getting a downtown stadium in all of these places. None. Zero. They'll figure it out. Kansas City just doesn't really seem to have that same energy when it comes to the Royals. And in the same place where we would bend over backwards for the Chiefs and do quite literally anything the Chiefs ask us to do, there is not that love for the Royals. It's kind of like somebody who's really good at another sport like football or basketball, and they just run track in their free time because they're super athletic. It's just something that you do. Hey, baseball's cool. You go out there, hot dog derby, you see Slugger. But what we really care about is I'm a football player and I run track in my free time. That's kind of the energy that I think people give off when it comes to the Royals. So you guys can call in if you want. 913-586-7965. I do want to play for you guys some audio from Jonathan Ketch, who has been all over this. Fesco has been reporting on this as much as anybody. Maybe you think that I'm completely wrong. But I just think about how when you really love something and you want to keep it and you want to support it, I just haven't really seen that when it comes to the Royals. And I think we would agree if a baseball team was moving, there would be plenty of cities that would be willing to do all of the things that Kansas City doesn't seem like it is willing to do to keep the Royals. We'll keep this conversation going. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965 The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Rob, I understand that a vote is not necessary, so I don't need the text line saying, well, what does it matter? Just follow me here. Do you think a vote would pass at Overland Park? I only ask that question because we know a vote failed in Kansas City. It failed. I don't know if the Royals want to go back on the ballot in Kansas City because every conversation that was had was about how to avoid another vote. There has been very strong opposition to the 119th and all idea. Now, again, I know they don't need the public's approval to do this. They've already bought the land. They've already bought the space. And the mayor of Overland Park does want the stadium there. But they kind of need Leawood's help. That's where the entertainment district would be. The Royals have made it very clear. This isn't just about the physical structure of the stadium. We want all the things that come with it. We don't just want the steak. We want the sides. We want the bread. We want all of the things that come with it. So they need Leawood if they want to see at least what their full vision is. The mayor of Leawood came out and said, no, we don't want it. And I'm just assuming that if you are the mayor of a city that has less than 35,000 people there, you've heard a lot of emails and a lot of backlash, and you are representing the voice of the people. Your community is telling you you don't want this here. So I think it's safe to say, at least in Leawood, I don't think it would pass. If it was a yes, do you want to contribute to this thing, or no, do you not want to contribute, I think the people of Leawood would vote no. No, we don't want this. We don't want this here. We're perfectly fine with what we have. Do you think it would pass in Overland Park? You live in Overland Park. You would get to vote in this. Do you think it would pass to move the stadium there?
I think it would, and here's my reasoning for why I think it would pass. For people who were voting in Overland Park, it was abundantly clear there were two mayoral candidates. One wanted the stadium. One didn't want the stadium. Now, this was not voting on, you know, election day for president. This was not a big-time election day. I'm pretty sure this election took place this year. It was not the most attended day on the polls. But Mayor X won the stadium. Mayor Y in Overland Park didn't. Mayor X won the vote. Now, there's more politics to it than that. I get that. But I think Overland Park would vote for it because Overland Park voted for the mayor that was in favor of it coming to the Overland Park area. So I think if it went to a vote, it would pass in Overland Park, but I think it would be close.
That's crazy, is it not? To hear that, that's crazy.
I actually think if you put
and really quickly, I'm sorry to cut you off though, but like the text line, at least some of the text line conversation has been, well, Johnson County doesn't really like sports like that. But then I keep hearing that the stadium, the best place for it to be is in Johnson County because that's where the season ticket holders voters are. Nobody can get their story straight on what's going on with any of this stuff. But I do think this, the Legends, I understand why the Chiefs want to move there. It's all the space in the world. And again, kind of like the Truman Sports Complex, it's out of the way. When the Chiefs are building their stadium over there in Wyandotte County, they ain't going to be bothering anybody. The baseball stadium is going to bother us. It's going to bother us. You guys remember, if you live in downtown Kansas City or you frequent in downtown Kansas City, you know how it was when they were building the streetcar? Remember how bad Main Street was for about a year and a half with all the cones and traffic? They're about to do this with a baseball stadium right in the middle of your community. The noise, the banging, the traffic, the construction, they're going to do that right in the middle of your community. People don't seem really excited about that. What part of the city is excited about the baseball stadium? What part of the city? Because to me, the only part that's excited for the city is North Kansas City. That's the only part of the city that's excited about having the stadium.
Which I would tell you, if we polled 100 Kansas Cityans and we said, are you excited about the stadium possibly being in North KC? That's the place residents want it the least. Not North KC residents. I feel like you and me, who do not live in North KC, it seems like North KC is welcoming with open arms. We'll take the stadium. But every other person in the metro is like, just don't put it there. Anywhere but there. If we talk about North KC, the text line fills with 500 texts about the highways and the traffic and all those things. It's funny. The one place that wants it seems like the place that people are least likely to put it.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, OP and Leawood don't have the infrastructure for the stadium. It's not a matter or not if we want the team. It's just a matter of logistics. I don't disagree with you. I don't think that is a good place to put the stadium. I understand why the Royals would want to move the stadium there. I don't think that is a good location for the stadium. I mean, I still want the stadium in downtown Kansas City. There has been no news or no new development when it comes to a downtown stadium location in probably 9 months. The only conversations there's been have either been about North Kansas City and the possibility of it moving there, or over the last 30 days, people in that part of the city, in the 119th and all, have pretty emphatically kept telling you, no, we do not want this here. At every single turn, they have told you. T-Mobile has said that. The Jewish Community Center, they had a town hall meeting. Today, the mayor of Leawood came out and said it. If you are pro-stadium on the 119th and all area, you need to gather your friends together and do something. You need to go on the news tomorrow. You need to go on the news and communicate why this is good for your community, because the opposition, they are ready and they are telling you why they don't think that this is a really good idea for the city. So here is Bob Fesco. He's been all over this. He was on the morning show earlier today. Here he is talking about the negotiations between the Royals and the Jewish Community Center.
I'm going to set the odds at -125 that both end up in the state of Kansas. I think I'm going to start giving negative money on that right now. Yeah,
-125.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where it's headed right now. That's just kind of the gut feeling that I get. Again, this stuff changes. You know, like it's on a dime. The Royal stuff is interesting because from what I understand, they're still negotiating with the Jay and maybe T-Mobile about some potential stuff as well. But the state of Kansas has what they call the LCC meeting, and that's the group who eventually has to approve the Starbond District. They have a meeting set for December 22nd. So you can take what you want from that and kind of figure out how all of that fits in. And especially with the end of the year coming fast, people want to see this thing resolved. And look, if you don't announce it this week or you wait till next week or the week after, it's the holiday time. You're going to lose a lot of buzz, you know, on this thing. And so I think the Royals are kind of wrapping up discussions, hopefully soon, with the Jay, with T-Mobile. I've also heard a potential land swap going on, too, between the Royals and Black and Veatch. If everything doesn't work out well, they'll just swap plots of land. But they're kind of across the street from each other on 115th Street. There has been talk of a land swap deal involving Black and Veatch and the spring camp is, and then the stadium could, if they can't get the deal done that they want with, you know, with the J or whatnot, then they could just move the stadium across the street to where Black and Veatch is right now, and Black and Veatch could potentially move into where the Sprint campus is.
Why can't the Royals just build a new stadium where they already are? I know that that's not an option, and I know that that's off the board, but wouldn't that be in the best interest of everybody? And isn't that something that the Royals could get past? If the Royals came out and scrapped the idea of moving the stadium and said that they want to build a more modern version of Kauffman Stadium right next to the one that they have, I think the community would 100% get behind that. What the Cardinals did with Busch Stadium, what the Yankees did with Yankee Stadium, if the Royals were telling you that was their plan and that's what they want to do to build a more modern 2030 version of Kauffman Stadium with all the modern amenities and keep it exactly where it was, I think the city and the community would absolutely get behind that idea. But that has not been presented at any point. I don't think that is an option, something they're even exploring. The stadium is moving. It is moving into somebody's community. We are just trying to figure out whose community it's moving into.
I actually don't think, I mean, it's weird. You kind of opened the show talking about this, and I think your point there is valid. I don't know people want it to stay where it's at now either. Like, if the Royals announced they're tearing down Kauffman and, you know, up by where Adams Mark, you know, hotel used to be, basically the same area, they're putting the new stadium. I think you'd see people opposed, like, there's nothing out there. There's no shops. There's no entertainment district. It's a bad area of town. I don't want to drive out there for a game. I think the stadium conversation, because it has gone on for so long, which we're now at, what, 5 years, this conversation? I don't think anyone in town can agree on where to put it. So if tomorrow they announced we're keeping it basically the Truman Sports Complex, I still think you'd see people that are opposed to that idea. I would be one of those people. I do not think baseball is best optimized at the Truman Sports Complex. So I don't know that you will ever get, you know, totally 100% kumbaya, we all believe in this plan from anyone when it comes to the Royals plan. I don't know there is such a thing of that.
I also get this, and I want to play more audio for you guys. I understand why a sports team would want the entertainment district and things that come with it. Do we want that? If there's one thing I think we have enough of in the area, I think it's enough of these little pockets and districts. We need another bar, restaurant district in the area. Now, again, it'll be cool. People will go to it, no question about it. But that's a need right now. That's a need. We need another Power and Light. People barely go to the one that we already have. We need another one. That's what this is really about. The Royals, they have to build their own version of Power and Light, which I understand. People would use it. It's right next to the stadium. 81 days a year, that thing would be popping. Are people going to it when the baseball team's not playing? Because people don't go to Power and Light unless it's something going on down there. I live down there. People are not randomly going to Power and Light on a Tuesday to grab a bite to eat. People are not randomly going down there on a Thursday night. That's not the way that that place works. So I'm just wondering, we're doing all of this for an entertainment district that I don't know anybody's super excited about anyway. Just seems like a lot of work to me. Let me play some more audio for you guys. This is Fesco. Here is an update about the Chiefs. We never hear about them, but here's an update.
Chiefs, I've been told, are in talks with the city of Shawnee about something. What that is, you can kind of infer what you think that potentially could be, but a lot of people over in Shawnee now are signing NDAs when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. Convos are still happening in Missouri for the Chiefs, and if they do decide to stay at Arrowhead again, it does require a public vote of a sales tax to help, you know, contribute. No taxes are being used on the Kansas side of the state line unless you use it, and of course, that's the user tax, as we've been talking about, you know, for all of these months.
So that was Bob Fesco talking about the possibilities with the Chiefs. I mean, at this point, I've just mentally got ready for the announcement that the Chiefs are building a new stadium in Wyandotte County. At least that's where I am. I mean, it'd be cool if they renovate Arrowhead Stadium. I'd be certainly for it if they renovate Arrowhead Stadium. I mean, I get it. I completely get it if they're just like, hey, they're offering us all this money. They're offering us all this land. We're going to get a completely brand new stadium with a dome, and we're going to host a Super Bowl in 2033. I can't say that I don't understand why the Chiefs would take that option. That sounds like a pretty decent option to me.
I'm with you. I think that's probably what's going to happen. I'll tell you this. if the Chiefs' plan was to wait till after the season to build up a lot of goodwill to announce it, boy, did they pick a bad season for that. You told earlier about, hey, we would do anything for the Chiefs. Are people going to do anything for the 6-11 Chiefs? If they make their announcement during Super Bowl week that they're not in this year.
Should have made the announcement yesterday when Mahomes had that surgery. They should have been like, hey, Patrick Mahomes had surgery on his ACL and LCL. Oh, by the way, we know where the stadium's going to go. I should have done it yesterday. That's exactly what they should have done. Or they got to wait till they have positive Mahomes news. They got to wait to, hey, Mahomes is going to show up at mini camp. Oh, yeah, by the way, we're actually going to renovate Arrowhead Stadium. That's what they got to do. They got to couple it with something. That's the best way to handle this if you're the Kansas City Chiefs. So coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to play for you our conversation with Jonathan Ketch. Jonathan Ketch has been all over this thing. He does fantastic work at Fox 4. I asked him if the Royals' goal is to be on 119th and all.
I think it is. And what will be interesting to see, for, let me go back to the pressure thing that you and I just talked about. I mean, not only is Leawood and Overland Park's city council getting pressured, you've also got leaders at the state level who will have to vote on this who are getting pressured too. And if state leaders or Overland Park leaders say no to this, I have no idea what's going to happen. And I think that people in Overland Park and Leawood are raising enough of a concern that even the, not to mention T-Mobile and the Jay, I don't know how the state leadership feels about this issue, and they could be voting on this quite soon before the cities do.
So we'll play that conversation for you in full coming up at the top of the hour with Jonathan Ketch, who has been all over the stadium move for both the Royals and the Chiefs. So let me read you guys two stats. So one of these stats I got as I was doing my podcast rounds this morning. I love just waking up in the morning. I get on Twitter, kind of just get a feel of what people are talking about. I do a little TikTok scroll. Also, you know, funny videos, that kind of stuff. Who knows where you find content and ideas for the show. But I also like to have my podcast on. You know, I'm cleaning up. I'm, you know, just getting ready for the day. So one of the stats I heard today as I was listening to the Ryan Russillo podcast was that if you look at explosive metrics from running the football, the Chiefs running back room was the least explosive running back room since the turn of the century. Think about that. Rob, the century turned 25 years ago. The Chiefs this season in 2025, they had the least explosive run rate of any team since the turn of the century. So that's number one. The second stat that I found earlier today is kind of in that same vein. Over the last three seasons, the Kansas City Chiefs now lead the league in quarterback hits allowed. Over the last three seasons, the Chiefs have had more drop passes than any other team in the National Football League. They also are 22nd in running the football. I know that the Chiefs have issues that they need to address, they need to solve, they need to fix them. This goes along with what the open was yesterday. I think they failed Patrick Mahomes. Maybe you think Mahomes is the, whatever it is. You maybe think he's part of, whatever it is. He has been hit more than any other quarterback the last 3 years. His receivers have dropped more passes than any other quarterback has had drop passes over the last 3 years. His team also can't run the football. They're a bottom 10 rushing team in the National Football League over that 3 year stretch. The fact that the Chiefs have been able to accomplish as much as they have been able to accomplish in the face of everything, I guess, structurally that they have put around Patrick Mahomes is a testament to how good he is. They failed him in a lot of ways. And I get it. They have said, well, we got to build an offensive line. You got to do some other things too. So I will continue to say this. And I don't care if Mahomes is there week one or not there. These are things that they need. They need to be at the top of their grocery list. They need a big body wide receiver. They need a Brandon Marshall type is what they need. And this team has to get back to running the football effectively and explosiveness and home run game gains in the run game. That has to be a part of their plan. They already didn't need Mahomes to do everything. Man, coming back from an ACL tear, the plan can't be Superman is back, go save us. No, you better be able to turn around and hand the ball off to your second round running back that can carry the ball 17 times and get you 95 yards and score a touchdown. You need to have that big body receiver that's reliable on third and seven that can get open and make a catch. And I'm not talking about DeAndre Hopkins on the 17th hole of his 18-hole career. No, I'm talking about go find you a young 6'2", 220-pound wide receiver, or go spend the money in free agency to find that individual. I will continue to say this, Rob. I don't care if I got to say it every day until we get to training camp or until we get to when they can start making these moves. That is absolutely what the Chiefs need to acquire next season if they want to do right by their quarterback and go to getting the most out of the quarterback position. And I think at least in some way, we started to play this game with Patrick Mahomes where we wanted to take as many parts away and see if he could still be as good. Well, let's take your run game away and see if you can still be good. Let's take this wide receiver away. Let's take this wide receiver. No, at some point, the dam breaks. And the dam broke this year if you are not going to give him the necessary support and things around him that you need. So get back to running the football. Get yourself a bigger physical receiver that can beat man coverage. And I think for a team that has been bottom half of the NFL in scoring for the last 3 years, despite having the best quarterback in the National Football League, you can start to correct some of these things.
Those two stats highlight one thing to me. Is it possible the team and us overrate the parts around Patrick Mahomes? Because he, what, you said he was top five in quarterback hits? All the Chiefs have done.
No, not top five. He led the NFL. He was number one.
All the Chiefs have done is put infrastructure at O-line. He's getting hit all the time and they can't run the ball. What would you say you do around here, O-line? Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, you guys are the highest paid at your positions, respectively. Juwan Taylor, I know you're about 4 weeks away from being unemployed, but you have the highest cap hit at right tackle. How is Patrick Mahomes getting hit so often? They've invested in O-line. We agree. They need more help at wide receiver. But it's not, what, 5 months ago? We were getting ready for camp in July, and people were calling this group of wide receivers the Legion of Zoom 2.0. Oh, man, they got Jalen Royals and Xavier Worthy, and they got Rashee Rice will be back. And, oh, man, watch out. This wide receiver group couldn't get open against me and you. They can't be man coverage at all. I mean, the running back room, we were screaming it. They need more. A lot of people felt like Pacheco was due for a bounce back. I kind of fell into that camp a little bit. Their run game wasn't good enough. This sounds like offensive failure at all three levels. Is it possible the team, the fans, everyone overrated the sum of their parts? Because not like they haven't put money, high draft picks, investment at all those things. They just all failed.
Rob, I don't mean this in a disrespectful way. Are you asking if we have overvalued Rashee Rice when people were arguing that he was a top five receiver on this show 2 months ago? Is that a serious question you asked? Are we? Yes. The answer to your question is yes. 100% yes. Rashee Rice is not the wide receiver that people think that he is. Xavier Worthy is not the receiver that people think that he is. Hollywood Brown, Juju Smith, yes, is the answer to your question. 100%. The Chiefs have good wide receivers. And I honestly think you could get by with some good wide receivers. I don't know if you could get by with good wide receivers with questionable hands and you don't run the football successfully. You can't do both. You cannot do all of those things. You cannot do all of those things. And I think the Chiefs have tried to do that. I really think it's been a challenge for them the last couple of years of how much can we make Pat do without? And I really think eventually the dam, I think it just broke. I think it broke with their offense. For 18 months, we were sitting around, man, when they get all three of these wide receivers together, when they get Rice and Worthy, and man, it's going to go back to how it was in 2018 and big plays down the field and doing those things. Like, that was their offseason mantra, was explosive plays downfield. I did not see that. I didn't see a whole lot of explosiveness. And some of that is on Mahomes and some of the accuracy issues, no question. He is not a perfect quarterback. But the foundation, some of the things that you need to be good on offense, I just don't think the Chiefs really acquired a lot of those parts. Coming up on the other side, I'm going to do a little bit of a selfish segment. It's not for me. It's for my dear brother, Rob Brenton. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, the boss isn't here for the next couple of days, so that means Rob is technically the boss. I don't think that we're gonna get in trouble for this. I try not to ask you guys for help. I mean, it's not really your job to help me. It's not really the relationship that we have. But I do need your help, and this is why. Rob really wants to go to 1587 Prime for Christmas. That's what he wants his gift to be. Rob told me, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn, Rob told me that he and his wife, they have decided that they're not going to give each other gifts because they want to have a nice dinner at 1587, and that'll be their gift to each other. Rob has been getting very discouraged by his inability to lock in a reservation for this place. So I need you guys' help so we can help Rob. So I come into the office today, and I got here a little bit earlier than Rob. I'm in there, and I'm typing, and Rob comes in there. Rob normally has a cheery disposition. Hey, Carrington, how's it going? Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? How was your, you know, typical office small talk? Rob just set his bag, didn't say nothing, walked out. It's like, okay, I don't know, maybe problems at home. I don't know. Rob's a grown man. He'll tell me what he wants to tell me. Rob came back in there. Man, I think we're going to have to go to Ocean Prime for Christmas. What do you mean? Man, I can't figure it out. I even tried some back channels, and I can't get a reservation. Rob doesn't want to go to Ocean Prime. He really doesn't. I can hear it in his voice. I hear it in his demeanor. He doesn't want to go. I'm coming to you guys asking for a favor. I know one of you out there got the connect. I know you got the connect. We need somebody to help my dear brother, Rob Brent. And I'll look out for you on the back end. I'll look out for you. But we got to take care of Rob. I've never seen somebody so disappointed that they're going to go to Ocean Prime. It's like, oh, I mean, I guess I got to go to Ocean Prime, man. It's like, okay, all right. That's all I need. I don't need anything else. I don't need any other help. I don't need a donation. I just need you to go on the little computer at 1587, type in some things, put my man Rob Britton down for a two-piece, and that's all I need. I don't need nothing else. Rob, I feel like I did my part.
I'm not asking for no discounts.
That's it. You don't mind paying for the food.
Mm-mm.
You don't want anything. You just simply want to get a, you want a premium reservation. You don't want like a Monday at, you don't want a Monday at 6:30. No, you want.
I would take a Monday at 6:30.
You don't want that. Nobody wants a Monday reservation at 6:30. You want a Friday at 7:15.
I have
holiday
PTO, baby. You
want a little time to put you on something nice, put on your nice little church shoes, and go down there and take your lady and have a nice meal. One of the listeners can help us spread some holiday cheer to my dog.
I'll say this. I am discouraged. I have a better chance.
I heard it in your voice. You sound defeated.
I feel like I'm maybe 4 to 8 texts away from bumping into Taylor Swift somewhere. I am not 4 to 8 texts away from getting into 1587 Prime. I'm 4 to 800 texts away.
Let me ask you a question. Would you rather Darren Peterson play in the Davidson game or get a reservation of 1587?
Okay, I have good news. My wife's not listening right now. So the answer is Darren Peterson.
Have you seen Darren Peterson play yet?
No!
Oh, not at Allen. You haven't seen him at Allen yet.
I haven't sat in my
seats. You saw him at Sprint Center.
I have not sat in my seats at Allen that I pay a premium for to see Darren Peterson.
Okay.
I've seen walk-ons who I can't name, but I have not seen Darren Peterson from my seats. I saw at Sprint Center. I have not seen it at Allen. No, I have not.
Okay.
I'm very happy. I know the time. We got her 10 minutes before she has a break. She's not listening. Darren Peterson for Davidson is request number one. But since no one can just heal hamstrings, request number two is Christmas at 1587.
Somebody on the text line said, so C-Dot, are you trying to say that Rob sounded like Joe Burrow? Oh, absolutely. That's how Rob sounded today when he walked into the office. He sounded exactly like Joe Burrow when he talked to me to kick off our day.
If I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. You know, I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? So that's the mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seemed frustrating.
There's just a lot of things going on right now.
That's it. I want to help Rob. Help me help Rob. That's what I want from Christmas from you guys. I want you to help me help Rob. It'll put Rob in a good mood. It makes Rob happy. And when Rob is in a good mood, I'm in a good mood. Everybody wins this way. That's all I need. All right, I do want to play this for you. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to the stadium stuff. Jonathan Ketz is going to call into the show. I want you guys to listen to this, and then we'll debate it on the other side. Listen to this. This is from 41.
Earlier this year, Kansas lawmakers passed the Home in the Heartland Grant Program funding. It's basically $3 million for local communities to create please move here incentive packages. The perks are peak Midwestern hospitality.
Our local animal shelter is putting money towards pet adoption. Our mayor has said that I'd love to be able to take this family out to lunch.
Ottawa's list is long, but it starts with $6,000 in cash.
What are some things that Ottawa has that are worth moving for?
You get to know your neighbors, but you also don't lose the amenities of being outside the metro, because really it's just a drive away.
It's the first time Kansas has launched a relocation program like this. And Ottawa already has 70 applicants.
You must have a job before moving and a household income of at least $55,000.
So if you check all of those boxes, you might decide there's no place like Ottawa.
All right. I don't mean any disrespect toward Ottawa, Kansas. You can't even say I haven't been there before. I've been to Ottawa, Kansas multiple times. $6,000 ain't enough for me to move to Ottawa, Kansas. Not even close enough. No, thank you. Rob, you moving to Ottawa for $6,000? Tomorrow, right now, if the state of Kansas cuts you a tax-free $6,000 check and tells you you need to sell your townhome and you and your wife need to move to Ottawa, Kansas, are you moving to Ottawa for $6,000?
No, but that's kind of where I'm at in life, like, right now. Like, I'm not trying to uproot the family to move to Ottawa, Kansas. If I was 24 and, you know, looking for a first job, single, hey, I can come to the city on a, you know, Friday night and do something and hang out with some friends, I'd be more enticed. But at 35 years old, $6,000 didn't get me there. Nope.
I'm going to tell you right now, I can't think of a worse place to live as a single man with maybe a little bit of money.
than living in Ottawa, Kansas. I can't think of a place that would be worse.
Come on now, there's worse. There's a lot worse.
I would say every other place you're going to name is probably on par. It's the same. Like, yeah, you're going to name a place. I'm assuming it's also not very fun.
Topeka.
I'd rather live in Topeka than live in Ottawa.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm serious.
Jeff City.
I'd rather live in Jeff City than live in Ottawa.
No way.
For sure.
No way.
I'd definitely rather live, 100%, I'd rather live in Jeff City than live in Ottawa, Kansas. If those are the two options. 100%. No question. I thought you were going to name four worse options than those two that
I just named the two worst that popped to mind. Nothing's worse than Topeka.
How much money would you need to move to Ottawa? Like tomorrow, if the state of Kansas says we're going to cut you a check right now and you need to sell your townhome and you need to move.
It would have to be a life-changing number. May not Powerball, but I'm talking like.
Well, the question honestly is how long do I have to be there?
Yeah.
Would answer it. But the conversation at least starts with 15. I'm not even listening to you if it's less than $15,000. I need at least $15,000.
20 to me in a check? Okay. 20 just, okay. That's
15,000 tax free.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at least intrigued to find out more about the situation. Give me a little information on what I need to do, and then I would consider it. But then I'm also guessing by the time you factor in gas and driving and doing all that stuff, you're going to burn through that $6,000 they're going to give you. You're burning through that $6,000 they're giving you. That $6,000, it ain't enough to get me to move to Ottawa, Kansas. Absolutely not. Want no parts of it. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to the top story. The mayor of Leawood, Kansas has come out and said, we don't want the stadium here. We'll catch up with Jonathan Kess to get the latest. That's all coming up. Keep it locked in. It's The Drive.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.